Generally, people don't understand taxes. Let's look at a chart of the history of taxes. Section 16 was passed in 1913. We got the income tax. And the income tax came in at 8.5%. Within a couple of years, the highest tax bracket, and you can look at the chart, had gone up to 75%. Then it came back down, and we were actually at quite a low tax rate in the 20s, 25%, during the 1920s. Well, what did they call the 1920s? No, it's not the Depression. They called the 1920s the Roaring Twenties. The funny thing is they brought the tax rate down, everybody had extra money, and the economy went nuts. Store that in the back of your mind for a minute. Then you can see a huge hike about 1929. Goes up the little step, then it goes all the way up to 80%. That's called Herbert Hoover. That's the Great Depression, guys. Herbert Hoover decided he was going to tax everybody. The economy was down, started to slow. He created the taxes. He was going to do the work projects. He was going to do all of this stuff. And the huge tax is one of the major things that put us into the Great Depression. You might note that during the 50s and 60s, we were at a 92% tax for the rich. I mean, you could be making $1 million and paying $920,000 of that out in tax. That's a big deal, guys. And by the way, there were tons of tax shelters in the 50s and the 60s into the 70s because people won't pay 92% of their income out in tax. You can't do it and live. The taxes bounced around. In the 70s, you were paying 70%. That was your highest rate. And trust me, the middle income people, they had a higher rate too. Everybody had a higher rate. You're paying more taxes. Then you come along in the early 80s and you see those two big drops. That's called Ronald Reagan. Reagan economics. Everybody said that Reagan was nuts. He lowered the taxes. He said, if I lower the taxes, I get more money in the government. Nah, it doesn't work that way. Actually, it did work that way. And in the 90s, we had a low tax rate. The economy went nuts. You might think that the politicians could maybe scratch their head and look and see, when were the two times that the economy went nuts? When the tax rate was 28-25%? Boo! The little hike back up there to 40%, that's Clinton. Then it goes along, Bushy dropped it a little, now it's coming back up. Based upon this chart, you might not believe it, but you are basically at historic tax low right now. Do you think the politicians are going to have the brains to lower the taxes, or are they going to raise taxes? Well, what's happened during most of our tax history? They've raised the taxes, and the funny thing is Ronald Reagan's don't come along very often. So based upon what you're looking at, taxes are going to go up. If I know that taxes are going to go up, that means I can plan a certain way. You plan differently if they're going up or if they're going down. But they're not going to go down much more than they are today, guys. They're going to go up. So let's plan for taxes to go up. The problem is we get taxed to death. There's the income tax. There's the estate tax. There's the state tax. There's the airport tax. There's the property tax. There's the phone tax. There's the gas tax. There's the tax. There's the tax. There's the tax. Everything we do is taxed. I want you to look at the chart where we double a dollar 20 times. So I'm going to show you what tax does to you. You take a dollar, $1, double it, $2, double that, four, double, 16, 32. You understand what we're doing. But there's no tax on that sequence that you're looking at. That's just a straight mathematical doubling of numbers. You double it 20 times, you end up with $1,048 and change. That's a lot of money, guys. Wait. Everything we do is taxed. Okay, let's tax our profit every time we double a dollar. So we've got $1, we double it, we've got two. But let's say you're in a 40% tax rate. And I'm going to include federal and state and all that stuff. So, you know, that's not unreasonable for a lot of people. You take the dollar, you double it. But wait. I got a dollar in profit, so I have to tax it 40%. So I don't end up with $2. I end up with $1.60. Double $1.60, $3.20. But wait. Got to tax my extra $1.60. So you don't end up with $3.20. You end up with $2.56. So you understand what we're doing. On the one hand, we doubled the dollar 20 times. We had $1,048,000 and change. Now we're going to take 40% away. So $1 million, 40% of that, $400,000. So the bottom line is you have about $600,000 left, right? I don't think so, guys. How much do you have left? Well, you run it out, and you can do the math. You've got a grand total of $12,089 left. Wait. No tax. I had $1,048,000. If I taxed it at 40%, I didn't end up with a 40% loss. I ended up with almost 100% loss. I went from $1,048,000 to $12,089. Let me think. What do taxes do to you? Can you see why I asked the doctors? I don't care about the return. What's the tax? The tax is the big deal, guys. You can do income tax planning, and there are basically three ways that you can affect your income tax. You can postpone the tax. Give me an example of postponing the tax. Well, how about a standard IRA? I get to deduct the contribution today, and I postpone the tax until I take the money out. How about a 1031 exchange? 1031 exchange, you sell a piece of property, you get a new piece of property. You don't pay the tax on the old piece. In fact, you postpone the tax until you sell the second piece. By the way, I've got a whole 2 hours worth of instruction on how to do a 1031 exchange, and we can do neat things with 1031 exchanges. In fact, you can kick the can down the road forever with 1031 exchanges. Never pay the tax. But those are all examples of postpone the tax. Okay, you can change the nature of the tax. How do you change the nature of the tax? We're going to talk about a couple of those. They're actually good tax tips. We can shift the tax. We can make it so that somebody else pays the tax. The kids, mom and dad, they need extra money. I'm making lots of money. I want to help them out. I'm going to make them pay the tax on the money that I give them. I'm not going to pay the tax. They're going to be in a lower tax bracket than I am. But please note, if I shift the tax to someone who is in a lower tax bracket, they don't have to pay as much tax as I would have had to have paid. That means that the family ends up with more money in their pocket than if I had taken it all into my income, paid the tax, and then tried to help out my kids or mom and dad. So we take advantage of brackets in the IRS. We shift the tax. We're going to talk about that. Whatever you're going to do to affect your taxes, you're going to have to use some legal tools. The legal tools, they all have four functions. And these legal tools, they're wills, they're trusts, corporations, LLCs, limited partnerships, sole proprietorships. If you're going to do an IRA, you're going to have a tool. It's called a trust. And we're going to talk about some of the trust things with IRAs in a little while. But each one of these legal tools has four functions. It has a management function. We can manage assets inside of these tools. It has an asset protection function. Of course, each one of the tools has an income tax aspect to it and an estate tax aspect to it. A lot of you aren't considering estate taxes right now, but we need to keep those in the back of our mind. Now, I'm sure you've all had the experience. You go down to the lawyer, you get one story. You go to the next lawyer or the CPA guy, you get another story. You go to the third guy, you get a third story. What they're doing is they're using these tools in different ways. A carpenter only has so many tools, hammer, saw, you know, that sort of stuff, planer. And yet, the carpenter makes very different structures using these same tools. Well, an attorney can make very different structures using the same tools. And one attorney has been trained to use a tool a specific way, a hammer. Well, do you drive nails in with a hammer or do you pull nails out with a hammer? An LLC, do you use it for asset protection or do you use it for taxes? So you get a different story depending upon how the guy is going to use the tool and what type of a structure he envisions. You have to take control. You have to envision your own structure, and you have to know these tools well enough to know what tool has to be used. You don't have to use the tool, but you need to know what tool has to be used. And it's taxes we're talking about here, not asset protection. That's a different gig.